New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, Mercyhurst, more like Mercy Worst. Am I right, gang? Do you actually want to talk about what happened today? Think about, remember you, let's say you're in the ninth grade and it's the day before Christmas break. You might not remember that. I'm an older person, so I don't remember the day before Christmas break of any year that I was in secondary, middle, high school. I can only imagine that that day before a long break, my production level on that day, not as high. I would assume the teachers, the same. And basketball's different, but it's not that much different. And Mercyhurst is not great at basketball. They were undersized. They were well coached. But that was ugly. And West Virginia won an ugly game by 21. Defense was solid. Defense won the game. Let's go through the thresholds of a bye game. Did West Virginia win? Yes. Did they win by a lot? They were 32-point favorite when I checked. It might have fluctuated a little bit. So Mercyhurst covered the 32, and I saw that 32. I was like, that's a lot for the last game before Christmas break. But never was it in doubt, even when Mercyhurst cut the lead to single digits early in the second half. There was no panic, and West Virginia got on a run because of their defense. Steals, breakouts, the defense got the run to get the lead to where it was more comfortable. They win by 21. Jake Auer hits his three. He's 7 of 9 from three. That should Jake Auer play more? I don't know. He looks like, yeah. Watching it, watch Jake on the defensive end, and you see why he's not playing spot minutes. We'll see. Maybe he does get some spot minutes as we get into Big 12 play. But the opposite guy for that, before I get to the opposite of that, Amani Hansberry, in the third threshold, did anybody get injured in this game? Yes. I would say outside of Javon Small, who is really good at basketball and is doing amazing things in his one and only season at WVU, and I hope he continues that. But number two on the list of guys you don't want injured, it's Amani Hansberry. And on the the first Mercyhurst possession, five guys fall down. I think Amani's knee hit the back of somebody of Mercyhurst, one of their guys' heads, and Amani limps off. And so that's not great. DeVries, after the game, said he thinks he's going to be good. So he did come back out and sat on the bench for the rest of the game. And of any game for that to happen, you'd want it to be Mercyhurst, but you just don't want that to happen. Luckily, there's 9 days between now and the next game, so hopefully those 9 days can get Amani back to close to 100%. But the opposite of Jake Auer is Sincere Harris, and I hate talking about this every podcast, but I'm still talking about it because he's still looking for that three. I can't recall a streak like this. My man is over 25 on the season. West Virginia's played 11 games. Sincere Harris has shot 25 threes. He's made zero of them. Now, you probably know Sincere Harris' story. He goes to Illinois, plays his freshman year, sat out last season, a red shirt, to work on a shot, to work on his offensive game. Plenty of guards at Illinois last year. He took the opportunity to red shirt, work on improving his game. I totally support that. It's a rare bird these years of I'm going to get better. You think of Jalen Bridges. He did a red shirt season. It just doesn't happen a lot now outside of medical red shirts. So you go back to his freshman year, of which he played some, and the next year he took off because he wanted to work on his offense. So his offense before he needed to take a year to work on it, specifically from three, Sincere shot 32%, which is not great, but it's not terrible either, right? And he made 13 threes in his freshman year at Illinois, okay? At 32% shooting. So he's over 25. You heard it here first. When he finds it, he's going to really find it. Like, he's not, you know, it's the internet and you type something into the internet and you say, I'm going to find it. I trust that he's going to find it. He's 0 for 25. He's going to find it. And when he finds it, to get to that 32% average, that means he's going to make the next three shoots. At Adam Fieldhouse, and he's going to make 13 of his next 15 threes. That's my prediction. Sincere, he's going to find it. And by find it, it's going to be like X marks the spot, find it. It's like buried treasure, find it. It's when you get buried treasure, it's not like one gold coin. You open up the chest and it's like so many coins. It's riches. And he's going to get into, this is my prediction, a riches of three. He's Beverly Hillbillies. I'm showing my age. He's black gold, Texas tea. Like, he's going to hit it big when he hits it from three. He's going to go, that's my prediction. When he finds it, and he will find it. I cannot stress enough that Sincere Harris is not going to finish the season 0-4. If that happens, then I'll play it at the beginning of every podcast, me saying that until he makes one. And that happens from the offseason until the next season, okay? But I think not only is he going to find it, when he finds it, he's going to be blistering red hot. It's affecting everything that he does. Like, he got to the rim today, missed the bunny. Like, the offense is struggling for Sincere. Here's what I'm saying. He's going to find it. So West Virginia wins. They sit at 9-2. Let's assess where West Virginia's at going into the 20-game Big 12 conference schedule that starts on December 31st. 9-2. If you listen to my preseason predictions, that we're one win ahead of schedule. I had them 8-3 at this point with one win in the Bahamas. They're now 9-2. So one game ahead. Every other Big 12 team besides Baylor, who has a D2 school left for their non-conference schedule, everybody else has finished their non-conference schedule. So obviously we know more about WVU. We know about the other 15 teams in the conference. We know more. The computers know more. And unless something changes in the next 9 days, West Virginia is going to go to Allen Fieldhouse without Tucker DeVries, without Jaden Stone. I mean, the phrase is no news. I've heard the phrase no news is good news. I don't think that applies here. I think no news is bad news. When asked in the press conference before the Mercyhurst game, the day before, Coach DeVries said, or I think this was Friday, so 2 days before, he said no change in status. So that puts Jaden Stone still a day-to-day and Tucker DeVries still out indefinitely. And the longer we go and the longer the answer is no change, that means that's not good. That's not good for them coming back. So these predictions are worst case scenario, Tucker out, which would be such a bummer, and Jaden Stone not playing a game this season for WVU, which would be such a bummer. I did see him play against UC in a game that didn't count, and I wanted to see something different than what I saw in Charleston, and I want that opportunity. So hopefully both guys come back at some point, but these predictions are without them. And I'm going to focus on the computers for the predictions here because Evan Mayakawa, his computer, factors in injuries. You can factor in injuries in his rankings, and that helps. It's 16 teams in the Big 12. That's a lot to keep track of, 16. But I can look at his injury rankings and see, oh, that number, their injury ranking is way lower than the regular ranking. That means they're missing guys. And West Virginia is missing Tucker and Jaden. Texas Tech and TCU are in West Virginia's boat where they're missing two guys each that ranges from starter to rotation guys that contribute. So based on that information, here's the new breakdown of what I think is going to happen in these 20 Big 12 games. And we'll start in the preseason. I went from best to worst based on preseason rankings. Let's work the opposite direction here. So the computers agree after non-conference play, there's five teams that are in the bottom or the basement of the Big 12. TCU, Central Florida, Colorado, Kansas State, which was definitely picked higher than where they stand currently, and Oklahoma State. And West Virginia's got six games against these teams, even split home and away. The away games are at Colorado, which I have not watched any Colorado games this year. I saw the women recently go to Colorado and call it elevation, just a circumstance. The ladies made two field goals in the fourth quarter. So they definitely hit a wall, ended up losing their first Big 12 game after having a double-digit lead after three quarters. So the guys go to Colorado in mid-January. They go to Manhattan in late January, and they go to the dumb lizard skin court early February. So now the question is, can West Virginia hold serve at home against these five teams or in their three home games? And can they sneak a road win without Tucker DeVries? Let's be optimistic and say yes, just because, and I'm looking at you, Kansas State, they are what I would consider to be on a downward trajectory. West Virginia's luck, they'll figure things out when West Virginia goes to Manhattan. But I'm going to be optimistic, say yes, and so that gives West Virginia four Big 12 wins, 4-2.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
There are 7 Big 12 teams, so now I'm kind of skipping around here. At the top of the league are 7 teams that are in or around the computer's top 25. Houston, in order. Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, Texas Tech, which the computers love and the humans are paying attention to, Baylor, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Only 3 of those teams the humans are putting in the top 25, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas. And West Virginia plays 9 games against these teams. 4 at home, 5 on the road. One of the 4 home games is against a team West Virginia beat in the Bahamas, the Arizona Wildcats. So that's a revenge game. Don't like that. The road games include the first Big 12 game at Allen Fieldhouse. You play at Houston, and that game, maybe not in Houston, but that game in Morgantown, it might be first one to 40, the way West Virginia's playing defense, and you know Houston plays defense well. They play at Houston and then follow that up with a home game against Iowa State. And then there's a stretch in mid-February, the worst travel part of the schedule. West Virginia goes to Waco on a Saturday to play at Baylor for 1 game. So you go to Texas to play Baylor and you come back. Then you come back home, you get Cincinnati in the middle of the week. Then you don't just go back to Texas, you go to Lubbock, Texas. You go to West Texas 1 week after you went to Texas just to play the Baylor Bears, and you play Texas Tech. So that is a terrible stretch. I would argue the worst stretch, even worse than playing Houston and Iowa State back to back. It's rough. And so is it possible that 3-6 in those 9 games is too optimistic? I think it is. Just 5 of those games on the road, revenge game against Arizona. It's going to be difficult. I think 3-6 is too optimistic. So I'm going to go with 2-7 for those 9 games. So that gets West Virginia 6 conference wins. That has West Virginia sitting at 6-9. So what makes or breaks the season is the 5 games between what I would consider the middle of the conference. Like they're West Virginia is in a group of 4 schools that will be vying for those extra NCAA tournament spots. It's them, it's BYU, it's Utah, and it's Arizona State. And so West Virginia has 5 games between them and those other 3 teams in the middle. West Virginia gets Arizona State at home in late January, and then back-to-back home games with the 2 Utah schools in February, and then late in the season, you go back to Utah for back-to-back road games. And I think those 5 games are the difference between a feel-good bubble team. That doesn't mean they're going to get to the NCAA tournament, but they'll be in consideration if they do well with these 5 games, or they don't do well with these, And you still are a team that struggled due to depth, but you lay a foundation to build on for the next season. So I'm going to go. I'm a little less optimistic in my predictions than because Tucker's out. And so if that's going to be the case, I'll give West Virginia 2 wins out of those 5 games. So that puts West Virginia, in my estimation, at 8-12 in the Big 12 and 17-14 overall heading into the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. I mean, just, and I've kind of, I'm going all over the map. I'm not going chronologically, just kind of putting in order based on the computer rankings, the kind of tiering the Big 12. But when you look at the schedule as a whole, it's difficult. I mean, it's always a gauntlet, and it's hard to find 2 wins in a row, but it's so easy to find 2 losses in a row. You know what I mean? Like that 3-game stretch that I told you about at Baylor, home for Cincinnati, at Lubbock to play Texas Tech. Like you could see West Virginia going 0-3, just wore out coming back to play a really good Cincinnati team. And then you hit the road again. I mean, not the road. You know what I mean? Hit the skies. I mean, it's rough. And 17-14 is probably not an NCAA tournament resume, but it's a respectable one. If you lose one of your 2 top contributors, coach's son, and you still with the 17-14 record, you're going to play in a postseason. It's just not the one that matters. Now, of course, the prediction would change if Tucker can come back and play some or all of the rest of the season. You can't rule that out yet until they say it. It's not looking good. But if Tucker plays, that may get West Virginia an extra conference win or two. And then what if Jaden Stone is able to play and contribute? Like I said, I didn't see a ton in the exhibition game, but fifth-year senior in road games versus freshman contributions in road games, that is a difference. So that may sway a game in the schedule. And on the flip side, what if Amani is not okay? And of course, you know, what if West Virginia continues to have poor injury luck? Then any postseason feels like success based on what the headwinds that West Virginia face on the injury side. Also, is it just me, or does KJ look like he's limping around out there? It does look like he's got like a gait. He played decent minutes, but he did leave the last game, the Bethune-Cookman game. I don't think he looks 100%. And it's just any rotation player that you lose on a thin team. Then, you know, you lose KJ, and oh, dead wrong on Aiden, the football player that walked on last season. Coach DeVries said in his press conference that he will join the team now that football is over. So I thought there wasn't a roster spot. Apparently he's going to join the team. He'll be on the bench, I'm assuming. I don't think he's going to play, but you lose KJ, and then you're really thin at the guard spot. And then maybe now we're talking about Jake Auer minutes. Just from a, hey, dude, can you go out there? We need somebody. So I'm going to stick. So 17-14 was my preseason prediction. I'm going to stick with that, lowering the ceiling as far as Big 12 wins, given where West Virginia is at. And just knowing that this is a fool's errand trying to predict this because of the unknown, we're all knocking on wood and hoping for the best, that Tucker and Jaden are able to contribute in some capacity for the rest of the season. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, Daily Throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is 9 days away, Tuesday, December 31st, 2 p.m., ESPN+. West Virginia will go to Allen Fieldhouse to play the Kansas Jayhawks. Those Kansas Jayhawks, not in the Coliseum. Kansas, spoiler alert, Kansas is really good at basketball. They have only lost two games. It's their only two true road games of the season. Lost at Creighton, who had Pop Isaacs. Now he's injured. And they lost at Missouri. But they've won the other games, including wins over North Carolina, over Michigan State, over Duke. All really good teams. And guess what? Kansas has got guys who we're very familiar with. They always seem to have at least one of these guys that is like, how long has that guy been there? This year's is DeJuan Harris. And DeJuan Harris might have been the guy in that category last year. But he's still there. Hunter Dickinson is back. And he can't get revenge on West Virginia because Pat Sumnick is at Oklahoma State. So that's, Hunter, that's where your ire goes to. This is all new guys. No revenge. It's just the shirts. It's just a jersey. There's no revenge here. KJ Adams is back. The rest of the team, talented freshmen and transfers. Bill Self, you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach. West Virginia has never won in the fog. But also, going into this season, West Virginia had never beaten Gonzaga, right? Javon Small has to be incredible, obviously, especially if Tucker's not playing. Javon Small played against Kansas twice last year when he was with Oklahoma State. I'm guessing he was guarded by DeJuan Harris. And Javon Small struggled against Kansas. 10 points in those two games, 4 of 20 shooting. That's not good. So I think West Virginia is going to lose this game, as most teams do going to that place. But then, I mean, the good news is you're likely done with Kansas for the rest of the season. You get it out of the way first. So you lose this game, but you, in the end, you got to win, right? Right? That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 9 wins. That's how many they had last season. And they have 2 losses.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.